This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome back to my show here on Lindell TV for Friday. Just finished up taping my Real America Voice TV show, my one-hour show that airs on Saturdays. We just found out there's going to be a Trump rally tomorrow, so my show will not air at the usual time, which is 12 noon East Coast time. Now it's airing at 3 o'clock East Coast time. Where's my phone? I've got all the numbers around somewhere. Here it is. I've got all the numbers around when it's going to air. I'll let you know later on in the show. It's airing 5 times this weekend, but I believe the first airing is 3 o'clock East Coast time, noon Pacific tomorrow, Saturday, not at its usual time. I believe we'll be coming right out of the Trump rally in South Carolina to my show, so it should be a big audience. Let me start with my commentary that I think is so important. I think this could be the actual event that ends the Biden presidency. I call it the crime of the century, and nobody knew about it. In the whole world, nobody knows about it until you, right now. You're about to find out. You're going to be the first people in the world to know about this crime, other than me, until this moment. The crime of the century, did Joe Biden and his cronies steal $1 billion from U.S. taxpayers by overpaying for Chinese COVID test kits? And so there are 5 obvious things almost everyone who isn't blind, deaf, or really dumb knows at this point. Number one, Joe Biden is the most crooked, corrupt, and compromised politician in the history of the presidency. Number two, the Biden crime family operated as an organized crime operation like Gotti or the Gambino crime family. Number three, Biden and his Biden crime family extorted tens of millions of dollars from companies like Burisma and countries like China and Ukraine when Biden was vice president of the United States. Number four, Biden made decisions as president that directly benefited the countries or companies that he was bribed and compromised by. And number five, Biden and the Biden crime family are owned lock, stock, and barrel by our number one enemy, China and the Chinese Communist Party. Members of Congress are now reporting that Biden-related firms and Biden-related partnerships received around $40 million in payments, i.e. bribes, while he was vice president of the United States. So, knowing all of that, does anyone doubt that Biden has continued extorting and stealing and accepting millions in bribes as president? Wasn't that the whole point of Biden getting elected president? The Biden crime family saw this as a step up in class. The bad guys would control the DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA. This was an organized crime family dream come true. Here is a lesson in crime for all of you. The easiest way for a politician or government bureaucrat to steal is by overpaying for government contracts with taxpayer money. You overpay by millions, and then you either keep the overpayment for yourself or you split it with the company you bought it from, and everybody gets rich. This goes on, in my opinion, every day in our government, in our federal government, in our state governments, in our county governments, in our city governments. I believe virtually every government agency official is stealing taxpayer money by the millions by overpaying for government contracts. As an example, every time the government pays $1 billion for tanks or ships or fighter jets or bullets, what makes you think the real bill wasn't $900 million, not a billion? That leaves $100 million to split up between politicians, government bureaucrats, and defense contractors. So who'd ever know? Who's going to talk? Everyone gets rich. It's in everyone's best interest to shut up and never say a word while they deposit the money in their offshore bank accounts. That brings me to what may be the biggest Biden scam ever. Or perhaps it's just one of many Biden scams. That's what's really scary. How do you know there aren't 20 of these going on at once? So I believe Biden and his cronies stole a minimum of $900 million from taxpayers on one deal, and maybe as much as $1.1 billion. It's a very simple story. A fan of my national radio and TV shows contacted me. He's in the business of importing medical supplies. More specifically, he imported COVID test kits from a specific Chinese company. He paid a dollar per test kit for 100,000 kits at a time. Now, common sense or any rudimentary understanding of business would tell you that the more test kits you buy, the lower the cost. So he bought 100,000, he paid a dollar a kit. If you buy 200,000 kits, it should cost less than a dollar. If you buy a million, the price should go to perhaps as low as 50 cents each. But what if our government buys over 400 million COVID test kits? Could the price go to 30 cents, 20 cents? 400 million is an awful big purchase. Well, last year, the Biden administration bought over 300 million test kits from this specific Chinese company. And then they came back and quickly bought 100 million more. Do the math. That's 400 million test kits. And here's where the story gets really interesting. Biden bought the exact same test kits from the exact same Chinese company as my fan in the import business did. We're talking apples to apples, an exact match. We know what he should have paid. So even if you assume a dollar per kit, the same price my fan paid for 100,000 kits, the bill for 400 million kits would be, do the math with me, boys and girls, $400 million. 400 million times $1 each, $400 million. Well, the entire contract and price was disclosed in the media last year. And guess what the Biden administration paid for 400 million test kits? $1.3 billion. That's at least an overpayment of $900 million of taxpayer money. Again, that's assuming our government paid $1 per test kit, when the actual bill for 400 million test kits should certainly have been no more than 50 cents each. So really, any payment over 200 million would have been highway robbery. That means the overpayment was probably more like $1.1 billion with a B. Again, this contract and the price that our government paid was all publicly disclosed in the media last year, the year 2022. Knowing the lifetime corruption Biden has been involved in, and Hunter Biden's laptop with cold hard proof of crimes, extortion, and bribery, and cold hard proof from emails that Biden himself is the big guy, and knowing that the Bidens accepted $10 million from Burisma, and knowing Congressman James Comer says his congressional committee's investigation shows Biden stole $40 million as vice president of the United States, does anyone doubt that Biden and the Biden crime family got all or some portion of this $900 million to $1.1 billion overpayment? Perhaps the big guy got $100 million as 10% off the top. Maybe he split the whole billion 50-50 with the Chinese company, which is undoubtedly owned by the CCP. Or maybe Biden just kept the whole $1 billion of taxpayer money for himself. Maybe this is one of many government contracts that Biden used to rob taxpayers blind in the past 2.5 years. Maybe he's stolen tens of billions of dollars. After all, Biden's no longer the VP. President Biden is in the big leagues now. Or maybe Biden is really so dumb and incompetent, he simply overpaid $1 billion of taxpayer money to China and the CCP. I'll leave that for a congressional committee to decide. My gut instincts say this was the crime of the century. Somewhere offshore, the Chinese Communist Party divided up $1 billion with the Biden crime family. And my educated guess is this is only the tip of the iceberg. So there you have it. That's my crime of the century. you know, because my fan went out of his way to contact me and tell me how he imports these same COVID test kits from China and from the same company. At the same time, Biden bought $400 million for the entire United States, and he paid more than my buddy did for buying 100,000. Substantially more. $900 million to $1.1 billion, too much. So you know somebody stole that money. Someone's getting rich at the expense of the American taxpayer, and my guess is it's Joe Biden. All right, Chris, how much time we have left? A couple stories I'm working on that we'll talk about during the show. Remember, the Supreme Court just this morning, thank you, God, overturned the student loan deal that Biden put together where everybody gets their student loan deal wiped out, student loan debt wiped out. And I want to read you Biden's response. He said, "I think the court misinterpreted the Constitution." What? This guy doesn't know who his wife is, and he thinks he knows better what the Constitution says than the United States Supreme Court. And, oh, yeah, the Supreme Court said, the United States Constitution deals with student loan debt. And it says, you should just wipe it out. Other people pay it, and other people should just get it wiped out by the government. Yeah, I'm sure that's what the Constitution says. And then my great friend Steve Kirsch, who's probably the best expert in the world other than Robert F. Kennedy about vaccines, and I'll bet number three is me at this point, but Steve Kirsch is good. And he studied the Amish in Pennsylvania. And do you know the Amish never locked down, never wore masks, and never vaccinated, like me? And I said from day one, everyone should have done exactly what I did. Guess what? Their death rate is 90 times lower than the rest of the United States. I'll be right back.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
How safe is your money? In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that might just end in catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You! Worst of all, government solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver. Protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Alaroot to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Attention residents, be advised. The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has once again increased the price of wine and spirits. We are here to help. To avoid paying this increase, shop with Total Wine and More and save up to 40%. We will continue to offer the absolute lowest prices. Visit Total Wine and More, offering the lowest prices for over 30 years and counting. Drink responsibly, be 21.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, wait now, Ruth's on fire. My buddy Hollis sent me the funniest line. He said, you got to repeat this on radio or TV tonight. There's a NASCAR race in Chicago this weekend. Which driver do you think is most likely to get carjacked during the race? That's funny. That's very funny. Good one, Hollis. I like it. how about a drive-by shooting during the race? Oh, my God. Chicago. Can you even have a car race in Chicago without a drive-by shooting or a carjacking? I don't know. It's a good question. MyPillow is the sponsor of this whole show. Of course, Mike Lindell, the great Mike Lindell, the great patriot. Hundreds of products available right now during MyPillow's summer sale. Get up to 80% off sandals, beach towels, blankets, and much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts available at MyPillow.com with promo code ROOT. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. With the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can get up to 50% off on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs at MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Use the promo code ROOT to receive huge discounts on all the products. All right, I told you I'd get into this Amish death rate. This story fascinates me because I have said now for 3 years that my reaction to COVID from the first day, there's no backseat driving here, I'm not talking about now, from the first second we knew that COVID was coming, I said, the only people vulnerable, I've seen flu epidemics, bad ones. We had a bad one in 69. We had a bad one in 59. I think it was 58, 59, and 68, 69. We had bad flu epidemics, and nobody stayed home. The movie theaters were open. The Vegas Strip was open. Baseball games were open. Football games were open. Broadway plays were open. Everything was open. Restaurants were open. Nobody closed America, and nobody wore masks. And everybody did just fine. Lots of people get sick when there's a flu epidemic. Guess what? Or a pandemic. Everybody gets the flu. Pretty much everybody gets it. So what? Life isn't over because you got the flu. But very old people and sick people, for them it's life or death. So maybe lock them down in their nursing homes, but everybody, or recommend, I don't think you should ever demand government, anyone be locked down. That's against my freedom credo. But certainly you could have said, if you're old, stay locked in your house. You know, and someone will bring you, whether it's government, your family, your friends, your neighbors, someone will bring you food, someone will do shopping for you. Government will take care of it. We'll take care of you. But you never should have locked down the country. Nobody young, no kids need to not go to school. No kids needed to not go on the playground. And nobody needed masks and no one needed vaccines. Biggest con job in history. So I said that. And, of course, I did all that. I never locked down, never wore a mask, and never took a vaccine. And I'm healthy as a horse. And the whole thing is a con and a scam. So now my friend Steve Kirsch, who knows as much about vaccines as anyone in America, he studied the Amish in Pennsylvania. The unvaxxed Amish death rate, 90 times lower than the rest of America. But it's more than no vaccines. They didn't wear masks. They didn't lock down. They didn't do social distancing. The moral of the story is they didn't follow any of the CDC guidelines, and nobody died, and nobody was sick. Did they all get the flu? Yes, but I meant sick as in deathly ill, sick in a hospital on a ventilator. That didn't happen to the Amish. There were jokes at the time, right? People didn't know, but there were jokes. You know, I never got COVID. Nobody around me has been sick. Why? I'm Amish. You know, I ride a horse and a buggy, and we don't watch TV, so we didn't get sick with COVID. It's a joke. It was a meme, but it's true. If you didn't watch TV and you weren't made hysterical by the media, and you don't read the newspaper every morning and get hysterical by the newspaper media, you would have just thought there's a flu pandemic going on. And some people might get the flu. But the death rate was 90% lower. 90. Wow. Nobody ever needed social distancing. Nobody ever needed masks. No one ever needed vaccines. No one ever needed lockdowns. The biggest mistake you could have ever made was listening to the CDC. Okay? You should have listened to Wayne Root and the Amish. I'm sure the Mormons did good too. You know, it's just ridiculous. Government is always wrong about everything. What did Reagan say? The 9 worst words in the English language, I'm for the government and I'm here to help. As soon as you listen to the CDC guidelines, you got sick and you died. Ventilators killed you. Remdesivir killed you. The vaccines are killing you. The masks were killing you. They put carbon monoxide. Speaking of carbon monoxide, which is good for plants and good for the planet, okay, biggest lie ever told. But carbon monoxide is not good for you. You don't wrap your lips around the exhaust pipe of a car, do you? So carbon monoxide is not good for you. When you put a mask on your face, it's a face diaper. You're sucking in carbon monoxide is trapped in your mouth, and you're going to get disease, and you're going to die. Masks are filthy. Masks are no good for you. Chris, how much time we have left? Oh, we're at 10:98. Okay. We'll be right back with a great guest to talk about vaccines and lockdowns when we get back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War. now.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is plotting a new course to offer student loan borrowers relief. That includes using the High Education Act, which the administration says will allow Education Secretary Miguel Cardona to compromise, waive, or release loans under certain circumstances. This comes after the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's loan forgiveness plan today. A man wanted on charges related to the January 6th Capitol riots has been arrested in former President Obama's Washington, D.C. neighborhood. Lisa Taylor has more.
Taylor Toronto was apprehended with multiple weapons. The officers did a sweep Toronto's van near his arrest and said there was no active threat to the community.
Fox News is settling a lawsuit from a former producer. Abby Grossberg's lawyer says the cable news network pushed her to lie in her Dominion voting case testimony. Fox News will pay $12 million as part of the settlement. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Roots on fire. Welcome back to the show. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. I love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think of the show. Love to hear about some suggestions for great stories you want me to cover. Let's talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show, then we'll get to our guest. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of the show. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. And based on what I think about the economy and where this country's going, the disastrous collapse ahead, I think everybody better buy some gold and silver, some wealth insurance. You don't leave the house without car insurance. You don't want to live without life insurance. You don't want to worry about, you know, no health insurance. You need all those things, right? Well, you need wealth insurance, too. If everything collapses, do you have wealth insurance? That is physical gold and silver. The phone number of Goldgate Capital, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Just say war for Wayne Allyn Root, and you get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Up to $15,000 in free silver. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Our guest is with us, Alex Mayer. She's the chairman and co-founder of FreeNowFoundation.org. FreeNowFoundation.org. She served on the board of the Children's Health Defense and co-founded its California chapter. That's Bobby Kennedy. You know, Robert F. Kennedy. You know, I'm not a big fan of Democrats, but if there was ever a Democrat I liked, it would be Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And that's his organization that is so good at defending children from chemicals and big pharma drugs that kill them and vaccines that kill them and the lies of big pharma. It's called the Children's Health Defense, and she was on that board, and she's now co-founded FreeNowFoundation.org. Alex Mayer, welcome to Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Thank you, Wayne. It's a pleasure to be here. And I just need to emphasize that Free Now Foundation is no longer part of Children's Health Defense, and we are out on our own doing incredible work in medical freedom in California.
And, you know, I know we have a mutual friend in Steve Kirsch, and there's a new article out about Steve Kirsch, and I wanted to get your comments on it. Steve was testifying, I guess yesterday or maybe this morning, in Pennsylvania in front of their state assembly or state senate, the state legislature, and he was testifying about the Amish in Pennsylvania and how they never listened to any of the CDC guidelines. They did not lock down. They did not socially distance. They did not wear masks, and they did not vaccinate, and they have a death rate 90 times lower than the average American in the face of COVID. And so I guess the most important thing when it comes to being healthy is to never listen to the CDC or use the CDC guidelines. But Steve Kirsch, great, powerful information, and I've said that from day one, Alex. I never locked down. I never wore a mask. I never vaccinated. I never socially distanced, and I've been sick twice in the last 30 years of my life. If you want to be healthy, don't listen to the CDC. Get a lot of sunshine, meditate, pray, take a lot of vitamins, and eat healthy food. But don't worry about vaccines and drugs and lockdowns. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Your thoughts?
I couldn't agree more, Wayne. And it's funny, you mentioned Steve Kirsch. He was just calling me right as you started to introduce the topic about Steve testifying and talking about how the Amish didn't have COVID at the same rates as everybody who indulged in the drugs and the vaccines. And we've actually known for years. There was a reporter named Dan Olmsted who did some investigative reporting in the Amish community around vaccination. He couldn't find a single Amish child with autism except, guess who? Chinese kids who'd been adopted by the Amish, and they'd been vaccinated before they came to the Amish community.
Yeah, and listen, what are the autism numbers? Do you know them off? I think it's something like one out of every eight boys has autism now, and yet zero in the Amish community because we vaccinate too much. I think that's pretty darn clear. I don't know if it's any one vaccines, but I think it's because we give like 70 vaccines in the first 2 years of a child's life. That's insanity. It's got to overwhelm the child's brain and immune system. I think that's the issue. Do you not agree?
I couldn't agree more. I've done a lot of research on this for 20 years, and Bobby Kennedy will tell you the same thing. When he was a child, he got 3 vaccines, and now children get 72 vaccines, although...
Wow.
For children with compromised immune systems, the CDC now recommends that they get a COVID shot almost every year of their life, if not more, until they're 18. So it's almost doubled for those who they consider to be immune injured. But those are the kids with weak immune systems whose immune systems were more than likely injured by vaccines. So they don't need more vaccines, in my opinion. But I think everybody should do their own research, as always.
Right. They don't need more vaccines. What about COVID vaccines? I've done the research on that one, Alex. And COVID vaccines are the most useless thing for kids because no child who does not have, you know, some serious disease like cancer or kidney disease, if your child is even remotely healthy, 0 children have died of COVID in the United States, in England, in Israel. There are no deaths of children of COVID who are previously healthy. So why would you have to risk a dangerous, deadly clot machine like the COVID vaccine when children have no chance of ever dying, thank God, from COVID?
You're exactly right. It's statistically 0 chance that a healthy child has died from COVID. And children did not need these vaccines, but they were pushing them on them anyway to, quote unquote, save grandma. And a lot of children died thinking they were actually saving grandma, and they took their own lives for that. And it's a crying shame. And, you know, we're going to be fighting for that at Free Now Foundation for justice for these people who had vaccines forced on them during COVID lockdowns. And that's what we do. We file lawsuits in the state of California.
I was just going to ask, because that brings up the point. You're on the show, Alex Mayer, as the chairman and co-founder of the Free Now Foundation. The website's freenowfoundation.org. And tell everybody, educate everybody, what does the Free Now Foundation do? Why did you leave the Children's Health Defense to form the Free Now Foundation?
Great questions, Wayne. We left Children's Health Defense because we needed to expand and rebrand, and we were just too big to fit under a parent organization anymore. And our rebranding includes fighting the impending medical police state. A lot of people think this is over. They think COVID's over, lockdowns are over, we're fine, we can just move on with our lives. And a lot of people seem to be rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. But I say lockdowns was medical police state version 0.5, and there's more lockdowns coming. We don't know what they're going to use to bring that on, but version 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are going to keep coming until they get what they want. So we're fighting that by filing lawsuits against the supervisors county by county, and our suits are doing incredibly well. We want to make sure that they're checking in on local conditions regarding any public health emergency, which all the county supervisors fail to do. So we're going to hold their feet to the fire, and we're going to go county by county until we blanket the state with these cases, and they can never do this to us again because the local conditions never justified an emergency. The other thing we do is we keep the government out of the parent-child relationship and out of the doctor-patient relationship. And we had a really successful lawsuit getting a preliminary injunction on AB 2098, which was going to censor doctor speech around COVID. Literally, Wayne, a doctor could be sitting in front of a heart patient. A cardiologist could be sitting there and giving advice to their patient. They would not be allowed to advise that cardiology patient to not get another COVID shot, even if their previous COVID shots caused them to get myocarditis or other cardiovascular diseases. If they advise them not to get a COVID shot in that situation, they could lose their license. And let me tell you, there's a big conflict of interest here. This is all presuming that doctors have to uphold public health. And that is not true. A doctor's responsibility is to the patient sitting in
right.
front of them. It's not to public health. They always need to take the patient into account first and foremost. And this law wouldn't do that.
California is just
so
like
we're also
a,
suing schools.
California is like a Nazi Soviet police state. My God, it's incredible. What would they do to me, Alex, if a doctor could literally lose his license for saying the COVID vaccine is deadly and dangerous, it doesn't work, you shouldn't get it? What would they do to Wayne Root, who's not an MD, for saying on the radio or on TV that a COVID shot is dangerous and deadly and it doesn't work? I got to assume there's a point where they would try and put me in prison for misinformation.
Well, that's a very brilliant question, Wayne, because in California last year there was such a bill that wanted to censor speech on media and social media. And you could have gotten in trouble if that had gone through. My organization and a lot of other organizations in California who are fighting for medical freedom rights and for our Bill of Rights, We won. We shot that one down. And like we have on a lot of bills. We've had
Thank
so
you.
Many bad bills come our
Thank
way.
You, Alex. You've rewarded me for having you on. I like it. So last thing. This goes very fast. We have a couple of minutes left. I want you to tell us in about 2 minutes your story when you received the hepatitis B vaccine in the 1990s at the age of 29. What happened to you?
Yeah, thanks for asking that, Wayne. So I was working for Apple Computer in my 20s, and when I was about 29, I was put in charge of a worldwide research group. I was no slouch. I loved what I did. And I was supposed to go on a vacation to Bali, which I ended up doing, but I rolled up my sleeve and I got 6 vaccines because I was told to go to travel medicine. I didn't do my research before getting those vaccines, and that's just stupid for a researcher to not do her research, but that was me. And I became disabled and brain damaged within 6 months of those shots. My first symptoms were collapsing during my trip to Bali. My legs gave out. And then from there on out, I was never healthy again. I never felt well again. And I'm still today only about 80% recovered, but I've probably recovered 90 to 95% of my brain function, which was no small feat.
What do you, by the way, what do you give credit to? What made you recover 90 to 95%? What's the number one thing that helped you recover?
Well, you said we only have 2 minutes. This is a 20-year...
We probably now have 30 seconds for you to sum it up, but go.
20-year quest for recovery, I'd say herbs, mostly herbs, oxygen healing therapies, vitamin C, and then frequency medicine, believe it or not. And a healthy diet is so important, as you said.
All right. I just wanted to get it out there. I think certain things are universal, Alex. They work no matter whether, you know, you're talking about disease of any kind or damage from a vaccine or anything you're talking about. Healthy diet, healthy lifestyle, all of it works. Exercise, vitamins, herbs. I'm with you. Alex Mayer, chairman and co-founder of the FreeNowFoundation.org. Thank you for all the great work you're doing. And say hi to Bobby Kennedy Jr. for me as well. Thanks, Alex.
I will. And if you want to have me back to talk about the how done it of COVID or the super emergency, as I like to call it, I'm here for you.
Let's do it. We'll have you back in a couple weeks. Thank you, Alex. All right, we'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
All right, welcome back. Wayne on the Roots, Lindell TV. You can find us at frankspeech.com and then click on Lindell TV 2 every single day, Monday through Friday at, what time on? 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. I have so many shows at so many times, it's hard to remember. My nationally syndicated radio show is 3 o'clock West Coast time, 6 o'clock East, every day for 3 hours. My Real America's Voice TV show is at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on weekends. Although, tomorrow, there's a Trump rally, so they're going to actually preempt me, and I'll be on at 3 o'clock Eastern, noon East Coast time, with Real America's Voice, America's Top 10 Countdown, with Wade Alaroot. By the way, so I don't forget, happy July 4th. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day to all of you. We have a huge celebration in Vegas. A lot of people don't understand how patriotic Vegas is. I live in an area of Las Vegas that's called Summerlin. And Summerlin is just patriotic as could be. And this will be the 29th annual July 4th parade in Summerlin. And it is a huge parade, the biggest in the state of Nevada. No other parade in Las Vegas even comes close. The governor and lieutenant governor will both be there sitting right next to me, my beautiful wife Cindy, who is the president of Summerlin North. And not only that, but 40,000 people are expected, and that's not just some wild guess. That's how many show up every single year for the 29th annual July 4th parades. So that all goes on Tuesday here in Summerlin, a beautiful suburb of Las Vegas, Nevada. We now celebrate July 4th. Sponsor of the segment of the show, RevRex. RevRex, the IRS is hiring 86,000 new IRS agents. I believe it's $80 billion being spent on that, and they're going after you. They're going after small business. They're going after independent contractors. They're going after sole proprietors. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the IRS notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. That's what RevRex stands for. Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete and to prove to the IRS that your income is not underreported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA. And exclusively for my fans, you get a very special discount pricing from RevRex. Just tell them War sent you and you get a huge discount. Go to RevRex.com, stop an audit, and it's tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Go to RevRex.com, RevRex.com, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. All right, let me finish up the show by going over my Real America's Voice show that you see on Saturdays. Tomorrow, again, as I said, a special time. It airs five times over the weekend, by the way, but it's on at 3 o'clock East Coast time. Let me see if I can find the times it airs so you know. Here we go. So it's airing several times this weekend. It's airing at 3 o'clock Eastern tomorrow, Saturday. Then it's airing again at 7 o'clock Saturday evening. Then it's airing at Sunday in the wee hours of the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. It's airing at 6 p.m. Sunday night, and at 11 p.m. Sunday night. These are all East Coast times, so five times this weekend. But it all starts very special time tomorrow after the Trump rally, 3 p.m. East Coast time. All right, so my show is America's Top 10 Countdown, and I count down all the biggest news stories in America. So number 10 on tomorrow's show, I'll give you a little sneak peek of a few of these stories. Muhammad Ali says it ain't bragging if you can back it up. And I'm the guy who I believe pushed so hard that Trump should be friendly with RFK Jr., that it all worked out and Trump became friendly with RFK Jr., went out of his way after a week of my putting out commentaries and my, you know, going on TV and radio and saying again and again that Trump needs to announce RFK Jr. If Trump is elected, RFK Jr. will head up his special counsel investigation of COVID vaccines and all the scams and all the cover-ups of the COVID vaccine. And he needs to stay close to RFK Jr. And the only issue Trump's weak on, the only issue, is the COVID vaccines. And RFK Jr. is fabulous on the COVID vaccines. I don't know if RFK is good on much else, but he's great on vaccines, and Trump could use that expertise. And after all my pushing and prodding, Trump comes out in the media and says, I have great respect for RFK Jr. He's got some very important points to be made. And RFK Jr. comes out in the media at his town hall and says, I'm proud that Trump likes me, even if we don't agree on most issues, which makes me believe he could never be the VP, as Steve Bannon suggested. Oh, it should be Trump with RFK. No, Steve. I love you, Steve. You're great. But that's a ridiculous thing to be preaching, because RFK is great on the vaccine. He's great on Ukraine. He's great on the deep state. But if he says he disagrees with Trump on most issues, that means he's horrible on climate change. He's horrible on taxes. He's horrible on regulations. He's horrible on 100 other issues. And he's not a Republican. He's proud to be a Democrat. He can't be the vice president on a ticket. But he's great on vaccines. So there's a little sneak preview. And, of course, I'll talk about all the Supreme Court rulings. The Supreme Court did a fantastic ruling on affirmative action in college and a fantastic ruling on religious freedom. And today, a fantastic ruling on student loans, right? All good stuff. The New York Supreme Court had a fantastic ruling. They reinstated everyone who was fired because they didn't take the COVID vaccine and gave them back pay, too. So there is some hope in America yet. There is some hope. My website is rootsforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. And brand new, I've got a tip line, wayneallenroot@proteon.me. If you have tips about government fraud, if you have tips about people who are sick or dying from the COVID vaccine that I need to know, wayneallenroot@proteon.me. See you on Wednesday.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.